Greenpeace founder laments hijacking of ecology by alarmists. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 10, 2022. Patrick Moore, one of the founders of Greenpeace, laments that the environmental movement has been hijacked by the left, whose goal is to instill fear and guilt into the public. While Greenpeace started as a science-based organization, it evolved into a political fundraising organization, which led to Moore leaving the group 15 years after its founding, he said in an email made public this week by the Epoch Times. Similarly, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, is not a science organization, Moore explained. It is a political organization composed of the World Meteorological Organization and the United Nations Environment Programme. The IPCC hires scientists to provide them with information that supports the climate emergency narrative, he asserted. Moore said that environmental campaigns against fossil fuels, nuclear energy, CO2, and plastic are designed to make people think the world will come to an end unless we cripple our civilization and destroy our economy. Green policies advocated by the left are not technically achievable, he declared, as evidenced by Europe's energy crisis, which Putin is taking advantage of. The crisis is of their own making by refusing to develop their own natural gas resources, opposing nuclear energy, and adopting an impossible position on fossil fuels in general, he stated. Moore, whose formal science education includes a BSc honors in science and forestry and a PhD in ecology, said that virtually all of Greenpeace's extensive advertising and fundraising campaigns are based on false narratives, such as that of the alleged polar bear crisis. In fact, the polar bear population has increased from 6,000 to 8,000 in 1973 to 30,000 to 50,000 today. This is not disputed, Moore said. But now they say the polar bear will go extinct in 2100 as if they have a magic crystal ball that can predict the future. In fact, this past winter in the Arctic saw an expansion of ice from previous years, and Antarctica was colder during the last winter than in the past 50 years, he added. I believe the human population has always been vulnerable to people who predict doom with false stories, Moore said. The environmental apocalypse theory is mostly about political power and control, he said, but the actual situation is not nearly as negative as people are told. Today, in the richest countries, our descendants are making decisions that our grandchildren will have to pay for, he said. Predictions that the world is coming to an end have been made for thousands of years. Not once has this come true. Why should we believe it now? Follow at Williams Rome.